I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. The Colorado Senate has advanced a bill that aims to dramatically lower the state's greenhouse gas emissions. 91.5 KRCC's Scott Franz has more.
Supporters want to see Colorado lower its carbon pollution by 50% before 2030. The measure would give a state board the power to adopt regulations to help reach that goal. Democrats say the effort is needed because climate change is shrinking snowpack and causing stronger wildfires. All of the Republicans in the legislature oppose the bill. They say it could hurt the state's economy and fossil fuel industry. The bill is now heading back to the House for a final vote to consider amendments. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
A coroner says Florida teenager Sol Pais had already taken her own life by the time authorities launched a manhunt for her after learning she was obsessed with the Columbine school shooting and had traveled to Colorado just days before the 20th anniversary of the massacre. The Clear Creek County coroner estimates that 18-year-old Pais likely died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound the day before the FBI said it learned she was in Colorado. Her body was found April 17th in the foothills west of Denver. A bill banning the use of firefighting foam containing PFAS chemicals passed the Colorado Senate this week. The chemicals have been found in the Widefield Aquifer, which serves Security, Widefield, and Fountain. The Gazette reports the bill would ban the use of firefighting foams that contain PFAS beginning in August. Such chemicals were used for decades at Peterson Air Force Base in a firefighting training area that was flushed into the Colorado Springs Utilities Treatment System. This is 91.5 KRCC News.